Chapter 4.
So, who was the hottie?
Jordan asked as Ronnie slid into the cab. Just some soldier home in R&R.
Sergeant First Class Emerson.
She lowered her voice a few octaves, trying to imitate a mocking man's voice. Cameron turned around in his seat next to the balding, overweight cab driver.
Sergeant Emerson? He's a kick-ass master gunner. He's in Bravo Company, I think.
You know him? Ronnie asked, and she didn't know why she was suddenly interested in what Jordan's new husband had to say.
No, but I've heard of him. Amazing leader. People either love him or hate him, though. He tells it how it is and doesn't give a shit who you are. If you're wrong, you're wrong. Wouldn't matter if you're the fucking president of the United States. He takes damn good care of his men, too. My buddy Rodrigo was in his platoon back at Hood.
That was unexpected. She would have never guessed that clean-cut, not a single eyebrow or hair out of place, Cale Emerson was one to ruffle feathers in his chain of command. The fact that the real-life Captain America wasn't as by-the-book as she had first thought kind of turned her on. The cab pulled up in front of the club a little before 11, and just as Jordan had predicted, there was a line waiting to get in. No way in hell was Ronnie standing outside in this damn weather waiting to get into a club. Fuck no. She'd rather just go home. Pull up a little closer to the door, Ronnie told the driver. He did as she said, and Ronnie smiled when she saw the short, stocky Mexican man checking IDs.
Let us out here.
Ronnie opened the door and the freezing night air slammed into her. She grabbed a hold of Jordan's hand and pulled her and Cameron through the line of people who were cursing at them as they made their way to the front.
Well, Ronnie Clark, how are you?
The bouncer smiled a full pearly white, toothy grin.